tribal representatives from across the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta met in Bethel recently to hold what they called a special convention of the Association of Village Council Presidents, or AVCP, the regional tribal nonprofit for 56 villages across the YK Delta. But the group left with their questions unanswered. KYUK's Anna Rose MacArthur was there and has this story.
We're AVCP. We should not be ignored. We have questions that need to be answered.
That's Ivan Ivan, chairman of the gathering and chief of the native village of Akiak. In February, Ivan resigned from the AVCP executive board. About 25 people showed up both days of the meeting. 8 were delegates, representing villages across the Delta. But to make a quorum, the meeting needed 38 delegates. Unable to take action on their agenda, the group turned to defining AVC's power structure and claiming authority within it. Their message, AVCP members are the organization's true board, and the administration and executive board answer to them. Here's how Nick Andrew Jr., delegate from the Native Village of Marshall and vice chair of the gathering, put it.
We are entitled, as board members, for disclosure or answers, honesty, transparency.
All those things the group claims is what they aren't getting and haven't been getting for months, as a series of AVCP issues have come to light. In December, AVCP laid off 30 employees, citing changing economic times. In January, KYUK reported the administration's almost decade-long mishandling of money from the Temporary Assistance for Needy Family, or TANF funds, which are federal dollars designated for low-income families. Later that month, the executive board rescheduled a special convention from February to June without consulting its delegates, who voted for the earlier date. Then, in February, the executive board announced the shutdown of its Ashanivik Hotel. Again, Vice Chair Nick Andrew Jr.
When something has gone terribly wrong, which has, the board has every right to exercise and flex our political might.
The meeting's agenda called for the AVCP chief financial officer and executive board chairman to explain under oath the decisions surrounding these controversies, but neither official appeared at the meeting, which disappointed Willie Addy, vice president of the Kwigilinak IRA.
These are valid agenda items. That's what I came for. And for the e-board or the AVCP's administrative level, seems like there's a hindrance to its village members who they represent.
In March, Executive Board Chairman Henry Hunter Sr. sent a letter to the tribes saying the meeting is not an AVCP-sponsored event. The word not in the letter is capitalized and underlined. AVCP bylaws say a special convention requires the approval of 2/3 or 38 tribes. At the end of the first day, the gathering appointed 3 members to go to the AVCP building and summon President and CEO Myron Nanning to attend the next day's meeting. Vice Chair Andrew was one of those selected and says Nanning responded through a receptionist that he was too busy to attend. The next day, neither Nanning nor anyone from AVCP administration or the executive board showed up. The group plans to network among the tribes to get their questions for AVCP on the agenda for the June AVCP-sponsored special convention. This year is an election year for AVCP leadership. Nanning won the last election by 1 vote and has served as president for 24 years. Nanning did not respond to KYUK's request for comment. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.